This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, that background's going to make me nuts. I'm going to have to do something with that at some point in time. Anyway, I am... Hey, what are you going for me? I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you spend with me, and appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Martin Schulz, president of the EU Parliament. You know, I love these guys. And this is, we talked about this the other day, so I don't even really need to read this to you, even though it just came out. So Martin Schulz says, The British have violated the rules. It is not the EU philosophy that the crowd can decide its fate. Really? So you hear what he's saying? Do I need to translate that for you? So this is the head of the EU. And he has decided that people should not be allowed to decide their own fate. That these guys have a right to decide their own fate. Where I come from, we call those people morons. Seriously. I don't get these guys. We're seeing it here in our country. What are you doing about it? Now, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. What are you doing about it? These people, the people that we elect to go up there and do the crowd that he's talking about, doing the crowd's business? Wouldn't that be nice? But he's saying that, and this is even compounded worse. And I'll tell you why. Because the EU is not even remotely responsible to the people. Right? What they're responsible, or who they're responsible for. So I vote my representative in to go to Washington. To go to Washington to represent me. And then, as if some of you saw President Obama's meeting today with the President of Mexico and the President of Canada, he's talking about doing a coalition. That's the way the EU started. You know, they're talking about doing a three-way coalition because we have so much in common. We're close-knit together. We got a lot happening. I'm going, really? Seriously? You know, are you watching this fall? Well, you know what? It shows you how smart we are when you really think about it. Right? We're so smart that we love to do the things that other countries do that fail miserably. Because let me tell you what. If anybody can fail at 1,000%, it's us. It's just amazing to me. You know, and when the president starts telling us how we should be like other countries, why does he always pick the losers? I'm just asking. I do find it quite interesting. But then again, my mother used to say, little things amuse little minds. Anyhow, she'll love that I remembered that. Although she probably won't remember it at all. I know. She doesn't watch the show anyhow. A new study came in that shows that homeschoolers are creaming other students on the SAT. I can't imagine, you know, because when I talk to people about homeschooling, they think there's a bunch of these little inbred kids sitting around a kitchen table. They've never seen the outside of the house. And that is so far from the truth. It's pathetic. Now, last summer, George Washington University announced that it would no longer require students to submit their SAT or ACT scores as incoming freshmen. This move was made because the university had concerns that students who could be successful at the GW felt discouraged from applying if their scores were not as strong as their high school performance. Now, some students, however, did not get off so easy. Homeschoolers, the college noted, would still have to submit their SAT scores before they could be admitted. Wow. So you could fail miserably coming out of high school and still get in. And some of those kids coming out of homeschools do really well. They could beat the pants off of some of those high school kids, and maybe they won't make it in. Yeah, that makes sense. God. Now, while such a caveat seems rather unfair, a new survey of 2014 SAT scores shows that the requirements shouldn't be much of a hindrance for homeschool graduates. I mean, I can't tell you how many kids that I know that homeschool, and they go to high school for a year, and they're so far advanced from the high school kids that they're bored. And some of them even get in trouble because they're bored. And vice versa. The kids that come out of high school or junior high schools, they go to homeschooling, they're far behind. Now, in early June, Dr. Brian Ray of the National Home Education Research Institute released findings on how homeschool students match up against other students on SAT exams. The results in the table that I'm going to read some of these results to you in a second. But now, you're going to hear that homeschool students are far outpacing their traditional school counterparts. Now, of the two places, the places that I scream about the most are the two places they do the best. So in critical reading, the average SAT score of all students is 497. The average SAT score of a homeschool student is 567. In writing, 487 for all students, 535 for homeschoolers. And in mathematics, it's 513 for all students and 521 for homeschoolers. So there's definitely a difference, right? Definitely, I would say, a major difference between the two. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. A little bit more on this right after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time, again, that you do spend with me. But get involved in the conversation. Okay? I mean, get involved. Because I want to know what you have to say. I want to know what you think about some of these stories. I mean, some of you I know think they're nuts. You don't agree, you don't believe, if you would, that that some of them are real. But you can do your own homework. Yeah, you don't have to believe me. Do your own homework when we're done. Listen to what I have to say, and then come back and tell me how wrong I am. I'm actually okay with all of that. Anyway, we're talking about how the homeschoolers. When it comes to taking SAT tests and that kind of thing, I know some of you are not test-centric, but I guess you don't know how much somebody knows. You just kind of guess at what they know, right? Because tests don't mean anything. Now, I realize that some people don't do well with tests. I get that. That doesn't mean you can't teach them how to take tests. That does it. So we were talking about how the George Washington University has decided, now this is kind of weird, that kids coming out of traditional high schools will no longer be required to take an SAT to get into the school. However, homeschoolers will. Sounds a little discriminatory to me, but. And part of that is in a 2014 SAT score matchup between all students and homeschoolers, the homeschoolers on the average did so much better than all students, than the public school students. And don't give me this stuff, because I've had some of you say to me, yeah, but they're socially behind. They're not socially behind, believe me. Meet some of these kids, you'll see what I'm talking about. So, because of plummeting trends like these, you know, testing industries like the SAT have sought to make their exams easier. God forbid we make them harder, right? I want to tell you something, though. When you talk to business owners, they know the value with homeschoolers. They understand the difference. You know what I'm saying? So they're not stupid people. They get it. They can put it together. So if your homeschooling student doesn't seem to be having any trouble with the exams, then, you know, and even seem to be achieving historically high scores, you need to lower the SAT test bar, because you don't want to make the other kids feel bad. You have that look. the look of disgust. You got something to say about this?
Yep.
No? Okay. I love these stories. Cause, look, think about something. In the normal world, in the normal universe, if your child is not doing well or you're not doing well at something, what do? You practice. You work at it. You work harder at it. You get somebody to help you with it. And then you become good at it. That's what the normal world likes to do. But the abnormal world that we find ourselves in these days, it's just craziness, because let's dumb it down. They can't pass it? Make it easier to pass. How about this? If you can't pass it, why don't we just keep you after school? Why don't we get you a tutor? Why don't we hold a school's feet to the fire and make you do better? Help you to, I won't say make you do better. Help you to do better. What do you think? Or is it just too hard for these people to understand, believe that these kids, you know what bothers me about this? You've given up on the kids before you try. That's really what bothers me about it. You've already decided they can't do it. So we're just going to make it easier to make it easy for them to pass these tests, right? Now, anyway, again, like I say, always, and there's always naysayers in the group. I'll get some emails tomorrow on how wrong this is. Right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. And the libs do make my head explode, but they don't make my head explode because they simply say stupid stuff at times. And I don't know why we live. You know, just because somebody's got a lot of money. You know, this Zuckerberg guy, I love this. You know, Zuckerberg, for all intents and purposes, he stole this company. You know, two guys came to him with an idea. Two guys told him what they wanted to do. He took money up front, and he created Facebook. What was it? Wasn't it originally called, like, FacePage or something like that? Yeah. So he created Facebook for himself, when in reality, now not the big picture, so I'll give him that, but in reality, two guys brought him money, two well-to-do guys brought him money to put it together for them. And at the time when he lost the case in court, for all intents and purposes, again, I don't know what he paid these guys. I have to go back and look it up. It was like $600 million. whatever it was big. It was big bucks because the judge saw that, you know, Zuckerberg took it much further than they had thought of taking it, but that the original idea, the original intent, the contract, if you would, that he signed with them, he owed them some money for. But Mr. Zuckerberg, he's bought a property in Hawaii. Now, you know, and I think it's kind of funny, too. Gates. Billy Boy Gates. He has decided that his kids, he's not going to spoil his kids. So they all have in their will or that they're part of their inheritance or whatever. They get $5 million apiece. Yeah, let's not spoil them. It's all relative. My kids, if relativity works the way it's supposed to, then my kids will get $5 apiece. But his kids, not even that much, huh? I don't think so. His kids are going to get $5 million apiece. And the rest of his money he's given away, which, God bless him. Good, giving it to good causes. But this Zuckerberg, these guys have a different mindset on things. So here's a guy that wants open borders. The reason is in technology, it's so hard. Americans, when it comes to technology, again, remember, we're what, 47th in math and science? Which is why we can't get anybody here that really knows how to program. They know how to do that in other countries. So he wants no borders, so he doesn't have any more aggravation bringing them in to do the work here. We'll deal with that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
Actually, technically,
my baby,
sitting next to me,
a
few seats away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't pick your nose because you're up on the screen now. There you go. That's right. Don't be fixing your stuff or whatever like I normally would do. I would do that the minute they switched over. You know what I'm saying? It's just something I do. So, anyhow, it's just always. Do we? Yeah, maybe. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I want to get back to the homeschooling. I was working on homeschools, right? I'm glad you're here with me because I just keep forgetting everything lately. Thank God you checked me before I come into the studio because... I mean, the pads would be okay, but anything else really wouldn't work out well. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, but the thing with the homeschoolers, like I said, it's just amazing to me that they want to dumb it down. They want to, if the kids can't pass it, and I say kids, the young adults, how's that? Make you feel better? Young adults can't pass it. We have to make it easier for them. Why? I would love to find out. If there's a way to pull this off someday, I would love to find out. If to see what the reading levels were like 30 years ago, what the SAT scores were in the, you know, I don't know, 20 years ago, whatever, and where we're at today. I got Life magazine. Yes, that's right, Life magazine. Some of you don't even know what that is. And I have it upstairs in the reading room. And the one thing I really like about it is they did a comparison, and we'll probably never see this again, but about every... 10 years or so, they would do a comparison between, what is it? What am I looking for here? The schools of the, you know, what the teachers were up against in the 50s and 60s in schools, early 60s. And, you know, what they, when the magazine came out at that time, I think it was the 80s, and what they were going through in the 80s, the kind of things they had to deal with. And I guess at a foundational level, they were pretty much the same. Although I hate to see what it'd be today. But at the foundational level, they were pretty much the same. They talked very much about how moral values they had to deal with. And, you know, just some of the average kid stuff, you know, fooling around on campus and things like that. But academically, the conversation in the 80s was there wasn't a dumbing down. It was a challenge to keep kids focused. Now, we've got all these wonderful electronic devices that go, you know, I mean, really, seriously. You even go to church on Sundays and people are have a little bright blue glow on their face at times from turning that phone on. I guess the pastor's not keeping their interest, huh? You know, it's quite irritating at times. You know, I get it. I get that it's right there in front of your face and it's kind of hard to stay away from it, but whatever. Okay. I want to get back to Zuckerberg. Now, what is he, a gazillionaire? And he goes to Hawaii and he buys, I guess he spent $200 million on a piece of property out there, right? And the funny thing about it is I could read this to you, but I don't like the way the person who wrote it, some of the things they kind of allude to I don't like. So the, he's definitely a Democrat. He's definitely, he even probably leans towards socialism. I bet you Bernie he was probably hoping and praying for Bernie to win. So, he's committed to the principles of fairness and equality that he's openly expressed. You know, he opposes the wall. He's even spoken out against Donald Trump and Donald Trump's idea of making sure we get the wall built and completed. But this is really interesting because if he has no problem, if he doesn't think there's any issue and that we should have an open society, an open wall, an open country, then why does he have so much security around him? Why does he have... So he buys this property in Hawaii, beautiful in Hawaii. And now what he's doing, check this out. Now nobody will talk about this, right? He's buying every house around his property for safety reasons. He wants to make sure he controls who lives there. Okay? He's basically creating a safe space for his family. Right? Now, it's hard to imagine because Zuckerberg sees his actions as different from what Trump has proposed. Right? Now, in case you might think that Zuckerberg just, these are extreme actions, and they were a little off, the website West Hawaii Today notes that he has done it again. So apparently, he's already had this problem once before. This time, the effect is far harmful at the people... to the people he wants to keep out of his little private place. So for years, I can't pronounce these names. What is it? Kalua Kauai? Resident Guy Hall has enjoyed the view of the ocean and the breeze along the Kula Road. Then a few weeks ago, a crew started building a wall which happens to belong to Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Now, the feeling of it is really oppressive, he says. It's immense. It's really sad that somebody would come in, buy a huge piece of land, and the first thing they do is cut off the view that's been available and appreciated by the community for years. Now, you know, again, I've got to say, you know, they're always talking about how much they care about the little people, how much they really want to make sure, you know, it's fair and equitable for everybody, except in this case. He's going to put up the wall to make sure nobody can see what he's doing, so it's fair. I guess that wouldn't be fair and equitable to anybody but him. Hall said that the wall is about 6 feet tall. He said the projected length and completion are unclear. Multiple attempts by the contractor. I mean, they've been trying to get in touch with either Zuckerberg or the contractor or whoever, and they have totally ignored these guys. Now, the property is it was $200 million, 700 plus acres. 700 acres. What do you do with 700 acres? I guess you keep the neighbors away with 700 acres, right? I mean, really, by the time you get to the house, you could have a small army there to protect you to show up from being far away, and it's a long ways to go. So the crew put some boards up so you can see the future projection of the wall and what it will cut off. It's quite dramatic because you can see the pasture land and ocean underneath the boards. So I don't know what this wall is going to look like, but I would imagine it can't be very pretty. Shoshana Kantara. I have a hard enough time speaking English. This is really a problem. A Kilauea resident voiced her concerns about the breeze that's being the breeze. So we have the view now and the breeze that's being obstructed. It's hot behind the wall because it's up on a berm. There's not a breath of air on this side of the ocean, Chantra said. You take a solid wall that's 10 or more feet above the road level, and the breeze stops. So, you know, you think about this. You think about, you know, how they keep talking about it. Everything. If a Republican, oh, forget it. How about this? If a conservative did this, it would be a big deal, wouldn't it? Right? I mean, seriously, they would be upset with us. It's just nuts. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Oh, there we go. Kilauea. Yeah, sure. A-A-A. Not gonna happen. Kilauea. There you go. It's like killer whale. Without the L. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much. Appreciate. You know, maybe when we come back, I'm debating on whether to play our Mark Dice clip. Maybe I'll save it for the actual 4th of July. Because he's found a bunch of people that don't know what the 4th of July is at all, in the least whatsoever. I think they should be immediately deported, even if they are Americans. I like that idea. Works for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Keep up. We move pretty quick on the show. You know, that way there, I don't get bored. Well, there are some stories I seem to, like, hang on forever because they aggravate me. And they aggravate me to the point where I don't want to let them go until I know they're taken care of, until I know we're going to do something with them. And again, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the bigger picture, helping us try to understand. Because, you know, really, truly, a lot of this stuff, I don't get it. I don't get how right-minded people allow some of these things to happen. And when I say some of these things, I'm talking about stuff that we talk about on the show on a regular basis. So again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm gonna try to get to a couple of stories. Like, I love Chris Matthews. He was a source of entertainment for us 5 or 6 times a week at one point. And, he asked one of the dumbest questions last night. I mean, I think I would have retired right after that. He said, why does terrorism always seem to involve bombings? He makes 50 times what I make. And this, I guess if I can get really crazy, if I can really speak to these issues like a major league loon, maybe MSNBC will pick me up too. What do you think? Although I don't know if I want to go over there. But it would just be nice to know that I've hit the number. I've hit the mark. I've hit the level of I don't even know what to say. I hit the level of craziness that they're willing to accept. What do you think? And I love it. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. I find it most amusing, as they would say. Okay. Speaking of amusing and asinine and crazy, I mean, you really have to. You really have to. It's just. I had to read this twice because I didn't quite believe it was true. So the hey, stop that, go away. Judge Richard Posner doesn't see this. Now, bear in mind, he's not a janitor; he's a judge. Not that I have anything against janitors, but you'll see what I mean here in a minute. The judge has decided that there's no value in studying the U.S. Constitution. Total waste of time. What does he judge based on? Because if he's judging based on common sense, my God, I want him down. I want him gone. The Seventh Circuit Judge Richard Posner sees absolutely no value in studying the U.S. Constitution because 18th century guys could have possibly foreseen the culture and the technology of today. The problem with that line of thinking is that you think that man has evolved. And I don't mean that in a scientific way. I mean that in a mental way. Like all of a sudden greed doesn't matter, and all of a sudden we love everybody equally, and all of a sudden we wouldn't steal, cheat, kill, destroy. Right? That's why we have our youth going around, and we had all those young kids going around a while back playing that knockout game. See, our founding fathers understood man's big problem. It was self. Man's big problem was that you're going to be selfish, you're going to do it for yourself, you're going to do whatever makes yourself feel better and do better. And you can see that all the way through the Constitution. And the fact that he doesn't know this and he hasn't studied enough to understand why that stuff... See, it wasn't... These guys that come to the bench to think that they have a right now to legislate, that they have a right now to decide what's right and wrong, it's not what they do. Judges are not necessarily deciding what's right or wrong. They're deciding what's legal or not. I think it's dead wrong to abort a baby. I think it's dead, and I'm saying dead wrong, you know why. I think it's dead wrong to have an abortion. I think it's wrong to kill a baby in the womb. I think it's wrong. But guess what? The law says you can. Which is my point is, it doesn't matter what's right or wrong, it matters what the law says. So, in a recent op-ed for Slate, Judge Posner, a senior lecturer at the University of Chicago, lost... Oh, there you go. That explains it all. He argued that the original Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the post-Civil War amendments do not speak for today. Well, let's just use them all for toilet paper, right, Judge? So what do you use to stand on? So if you get in front of this judge, and you want to tell him your constitutional right was trampled on, he's going to say, it doesn't matter, it doesn't apply to today. He went on to say, I see absolutely no value to a judge of spending decades, years, months, weeks, days, hours, minutes, or even seconds studying the Constitution. Who appointed this guy? The history of its enactment, its amendments, its... Wow. He is whacked. It's... Who... Yeah. It's he goes on to say it's implementation across the centuries. Well, just a little more than two centuries. And, of course, less for many of the amendments, he wrote. 18th century guys, however smart, could not have foreseen the culture and technology of today. He added, let's not let the dead bury the living. Wow. This guy's full of himself. I could tell already. Now, he's an outspoken opponent of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. That's... We don't have to read anymore. That's it. Judge Scalia, he hated him, couldn't stand him. Now, Scalia was a strict constitutionalist. As we heard the other night from Rick Green, Scalia would go back and look at the notes that put the law on the table. Right? What they were arguing about, what that law meant, what the spirit of that law was. He also blasted absurd... you know what? Let's just say he hated Judge Scalia, okay? He said, I worry that law professors are too respectful of the Supreme Court, in part perhaps because they don't want to spoil the chances of their students to obtain Supreme Court clerkships. He wrote, I think the Supreme Court is at a nadir. The justices are far too uniform in background, and I don't think that there are any real stars among them. The last real star, Robert Jackson, died more than 60 years ago. I regard the posthumous encomia for Scalia as absurd, especially those of Harvard Law School's Dean Martha Minow and Justice Elena Kagan. Do me a favor, will you? Look up Justice Robert Jackson. Let's see what wonderful things they had to say about him. Because you know, this is the guy. These are the guys that need to be off the courts. This is why there. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Supreme Court is not a lifelong appointment. It's not in the Constitution. It's a lifelong appointment. It doesn't say you serve till you die. You serve at the will of the people. They can be impeached. They can be removed. And for him to say, I worry that the law professors are too respectful of the Supreme Court, is he out of his mind? David Bernstein, who teaches at the Scalia Law School, formerly the George Mason University School of Law, called Judge Posner's swipe at Scalia revolting. It is. We all know Posner didn't think highly, to say the least, of Scalia, judging from what Posner writes. The distaste seems to stem primarily from jealousy. Posner thinks he would be a far better Supreme Court justice than Scalia was. And he resents that a lower court judge, his writings, though highly influential in their own right, will never get the same attention and accolades as Scalia. Why? Because you're an idiot. It's really that simple. Are you able to find that? Is it a lot of reading, or is it very simple? Okay. I like when you boil. Let's get you lit up.
Thanks.
And you got to go quick. You got a minute and a half.
Oh, shoot. Okay. He was appointed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1934.
There you go. You can stop right there. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. And one of his biggest, I guess, claim to fames, wrote the majority opinion in 1943 on a case which overturned a public school regulation making it mandatory to salute the flag and imposing penalties of expulsion and prosecution upon students who failed to comply.
So his idol is a guy that decided to nix or say it was against the law to force kids to salute the flag. Yeah, this is when we talk about forcing, this isn't like Nazi Germany. They don't whip you from behind until you go ahead and salute the flag. Remember, we still and have always allowed for religious exemptions. Right?
Right.
Okay, so anything else about this guy we need to know other than he's a Nazi communist pinko? No?
He was a solicitor general.
Oh, boy.
He was U.S. attorney general, and he was associate justice of the United States Supreme Court, so I'm not really sure what that means.
Well, he's not the, yeah. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We got to go. Got another hour coming up. A lot of good stuff. And this one here alone is going to take us an hour to recoup from. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.